Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Emily Simpson. Thanks for joining us.
We are excited. I feel like, I mean, between this and the twats, the amount of headlines and things that have gone down in the last, 48 hours.
Yeah, in the Bravo world. A lot in the Bravo world. Yeah, I was thinking you had a lot to talk about in your other podcast, your other headlines.
I was like, and I feel like at any second, somebody else is going to get fired and I'm going to have missed it and it's going to be right after a pod. And then I'm like, holy shit. And then that led me to another question. If you were to get fired, how would you announce it?
Okay, that is a good question. And I think, first of all, I would be honest. I wouldn't be one of those people where it's like, well, I just decided that it was time for me to move on. I would just be honest about it. Okay, they didn't ask me to come back. And, you know, I always told Shane when this day comes, because this day will come eventually. Right. It just happens to all of us at some point. You expire at some point. I always said, just give me like a week to just kind of like process it and be sad, because it's sad. It's like the end of an era, the end of something you've done for a long time. And then I feel like I'll be happy and relieved and excited to move on and do something else.
Yeah. Like you'll go through different stages of grief, happiness, whatever it may be.
Right.
But yeah. There is always that like first part of rejection where like your feelings are almost hurt.
Well, of course your feelings get hurt. They basically say
we're done with you.
Our screen anymore. So, I mean, there's no way to feel good about that.
Yeah. So even if it's not something you really enjoy doing anymore in your life, it's still that like any form of rejection is hard.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, to the women out there, the housewives who have actually like, did Candace actually quit? Because didn't she announce before the reunion that she wasn't coming back? So I assume she quit. Is that what you think?
Well, I think that there's a pretty good chance that she quit. But something that we talked about on Twats was right before the reunion on Potomac, they said to her, we don't want you to be so vitriolic or whatever it is, this reunion. And then as she's leaving, she walks out and she says, you really want me to be friends with this? And looks at Giselle. So I think what they're doing like in this situation is, regardless if somebody's quitting or not, which quitting before, like if you're pregnant, does make sense to me.
Right.
Because especially with your first, Right. Like you may probably want to enjoy that. Like even with my third, it was hard. But I mean, I don't think you ever 100% know. Andy did say, and one person supposedly quit and one person supposedly got fired.
Yeah.
Andy said he thinks he will see them both back on Potomac. So I feel like they both may have gotten a talking to and one may have taken that talking to say, go kick rocks. And then the other one just, you know,
said, I'll just take time off.
Yeah.
That was what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has there ever been a housewife that's actually quit?
Well, not showing up to a reunion means that you quit.
Bethany. So Bethany
quit. LVP did not show up to a reunion.
Okay. That was Lisa Vanderpump that didn't show up.
I don't know that anyone that's not extremely wealthy has ever quit.
Mm-hmm.
Did Lydia actually walk away her first season of OC, or is that what just was rumored?
I heard that she asked for a lot more money going into her second season, so they told her to go kick rocks.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense too. I think also when people think that they're going to get more than like whatever the standard.
Right, especially when you're in your first one, two, three, four seasons, I don't really feel like you have a lot of negotiating power.
No, and especially when you're Lydia. Sorry.
or that.
Sorry, was that an asshole thing to say?
But I mean, maybe.
They did end up having her back at another point in time, but I don't think they probably paid her tons more money to do so, but it is what it is. But speaking of being fired at one point in time, this first headline is the Valley star, Jax Taylor, walks back on his claims that Vanderpump Rules is scripted. According to Deadline, I mean, this is so good.
I love it.
So as you know, I have a big mouth and it gets me in trouble from time to time, Taylor said on the latest episode of When Reality Hits podcast, which he hosts with his wife, Brittany Cartwright. Cartwright noted that she was not present at the bar where he hosted a viewing party for the show, adding, do not group me in with what he says. Jax admitted certain people on the show may rub me the wrong way from time to time, but I should have never trashed the show like that. Vanderpump has been and continues to be incredible TV, and I will always stand by that. As many of you know and have seen, I can overreact impulsively, and I just wanted to apologize for all that. I'm sorry, guys. That was very wrong of me, he added. Honestly, couldn't have been more wrong. It's the most authentic show out there. There's nothing scripted about it. You can't script this stuff.
I love how it's not just like an apology, like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It's like an apology that's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It's the best television show on TV. It's amazing. It's iconic. I was so wrong. Like, clearly he got in some trouble.
Like, clearly he got in some trouble, but the way that he is so excited about Vanderpump and talking that way almost sounds like he's being facetious. Like, sure, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, now you're seeming a little over the top with your...
Right. Like, you want me to apologize? All right, here you go. I'm sorry. It's the best show ever. It's not scripted.
Scripted? What?
How do you script this stuff? Wait, is this a dumb question? But does this mean that he's doing a podcast with his wife when they're no longer together?
Yes.
So like they're separated?
Pay attention.
I'm sorry. I've been filming a TV show.
Oh, is that shade?
Yes, it is. I don't have time to sit around and look at all this Instagram headlines like you do.
Oh, right. I know. It's just so effortless. But yes, no, they do a podcast together. They've also been doing press together, but doing press separately where we got a lot of information.
So Jack said Sheena was an, quote, absentee parent at that same event. Sheena responded, Jax made a disgusting comment about me and was saying some untrue things about Vanderpump Rules. But what bothered me the most was he was at his self-named bar, Jax's, seemingly drunk, probably had a lot of pasta, that's in quotes, that night to eat. And he said he had the audacity to say that I'm always out partying and leaving my child to be raised by my mother. But also, it's just so far from the truth, and he should know this, she continued, starting to cry. 95% of the time when I'm out, it usually is a work thing. And it's also after I put my kid to bed. And it's so frustrating because I'm like, yes, I do do a lot of stuff and I do go out often, but I can't make plans before 9 p.m. And if that means I'm going to be tired the next day, I'm still going to wake up and with my kid. End quote. So I mean,
one, I hate that she has to defend herself.
Yeah.
Or working or going out or whatever it may be. I just think of all the people to judge somebody's parenting. Jax, maybe this isn't your realm.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when you're on a show, you're obligated to do a lot of press and do a lot of things. I mean, I have mom guilt too. I'm sure you did as well.
Yeah.
But it's a career. You do have to do a lot of things. You do have to do press. You do have to be seen. You do have to answer questions and be out and about. But I think that she has a good point that a lot of things she does is after the kid goes to bed. And she's, you know, she wakes up the next morning with her no matter how tired you are. That's what you do as a mom.
And also, I think the part that, you know, people can fight back on is being like, oh, well, no, she was at Coachella. That's not work. But what everybody has to remember is these events, like, I don't even know what event she was at, but let's say it's the Celsius event at Coachella. Most likely, if there are people there from reality television at those events, it's because it's a sponsored event and they are being paid to be there.
Right.
So I'm not saying it was Celsius. I can't remember. I saw so much Coachella content that I like blacked it all out. But you have to make it. If you solely are making money from doing a television show and you don't figure out other ways to bring income, generate income, you're going to run out of money. So you have to take the opportunities that you are given while you are given them.
Exactly. And
like, I just feel like, clearly, Jax was on a good one that night. I don't know if it was the pasta, but I do think like...
Okay, so let's get back to the pasta. Didn't Rachel Raquel on a podcast, didn't she confirm that pasta was actually pasta, but now Sheena's saying pasta isn't really pasta?
Well, and then I feel like Lala once said that pasta was pasta, but then maybe Rachel said pasta. No, I don't know. Do we believe Rachel about everything though?
I mean, I guess she's not a very valid source of information, so maybe not. But or maybe pasta has just become the code word for other things, regardless of what it meant originally.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were pissed about the bolognese originally, but I mean, they all have said it really is pasta. But I think she's just the same way that in this episode, she does a song about the Jetta and the blah blah blah, like alluding to whatever. Like, I don't think she was doing any alluding.
Yeah, it's not implying if you just say it explicitly.
Yeah, I mean, but I do think that Jax probably has the personality type when he is drunk at his bar and some and everybody's up there like you know, fanning over him, if that's what's happening, he is going to just put on a show and say whatever shit he can say about anybody. Like, I don't think he's thinking about the repercussions. But I thought that him and Sheena were friends. So that's where it's a little bit confusing to me.
Well, clearly not now.
But I just, I don't know why he even needed to say that. I just, yuck. It gave me the yuck, but then also her Sheena blowing up what pasta is also confusing to me. So now we need to really talk to Katie when she comes on about pasta. I feel like she'll tell us the truth.
You want to get a real clear answer on the pasta.
Yes. And if it is pasta, what kind of pasta was it? Was it fusilli? Was it penne? Was it spaghetti? Like, what pasta?
Was linguine? It pasta with parmesan?
Was it mac and cheese? I mean, what are we really talking about here? Does it have truffles on it? Like, I need to know, like, how upset we could get over a pasta, because I could get pretty upset over a pasta.
Well, I would too. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, I don't want people taking bites of something that I really think's delicious.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Those are fighting actions.
That is fighting action.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This next one, oh God, this was hard for me. This was a hard one for me. Joe appearing on the Rachel Goes Rogue podcast and talks about the singles night she went to with Shorts. Okay. My first question is, because I have not listened to the Rachel Goes Rogue podcast, but I'm assuming one of the producers on this pod probably does. So maybe they can shed some light on this. Is her podcast recapping Vanderpump Rules? Yes. Okay. This is where I am really confused. I know we are going to be talking about Joe and whatnot, and I realize that I am no longer on a television show and I am recapping these shows. That being said, I never went to a mental health facility to get over the trauma that I had on the said television show, nor were there any lawsuits filed, nor any of those things. I really am having a hard time wrapping my head around somebody wanting to free themselves of this negativity, of this life, of these things that happened, and then recapping it on their podcast talking about these people.
Well, yeah, it's basically inserting yourself back into their lives, but from a safe distance. But how is that healthy? Because everyone is going to hear it and comment on it. Now, I mean, we're watching Sandoval listen to all four episodes or whatever of her podcast and then reacting to it. It's like, she's like the wizard behind the curtain, you know, that like gets to comment on everything and watch it, but then also say she can't be involved in it because of mental health issues. Yeah.
I mean, it's messy. I guess it's her way to get her narrative across without actually getting in the dirt with the cast.
But is that fair?
I don't know, but I also, I think if you're gonna, I understand why she wanted to do the first four, talking about Tom and talking about her experience. But then I thought the podcast was going to move on from Vanderpump Rules and talk about other things. Mm-hmm. And whether she is or she isn't, I just find it odd stating the things that she has stated. And it makes me, well, then it made me, because, you know, I have all this time on my hands, according to Emily, it made me go on to the Rachel Goes Rogue Instagram page and read the comments.
Mm-hmm. And what did you learn?
I mean, a lot of people are eating her alive in these comments. And I'm like, I thought you wanted to be done with the toxicity. Right. So why are we talking? Why are you talking about it? I don't mind the toxicity. I'll do anything for pay. Like, so you want to pay me? I'm open to doing it. But to say I want to be done with it and then talking about it, I don't get it.
So you think she's a hypocrite because she says she's not able to be on the show because she wants away from the toxicity, but then she inserts herself back in it and allows people to comment and react, which is all toxic.
And then has Joe appear on the pod, where not only does Joe talk about Schwartz, she also talks about Tom. Like, even the conversation about the singles event, where Joe's like, sorry to say this in front of you. And then Rachel's like, I don't care. But like, we were there to support Sandoval on his singles night. And then they like are recapping the dates and if Rachel's still in rehab, like all of it is just... Mm-hmm. But these are the big takeaways that I got. Joe claims that Schwartz told her off camera that he was going to take a yellow or a red wristband at singles night, indicating he's taken or it's complicated. But when they got there, he asked for a green wristband out of nowhere. Then Joe was protective over the hat he almost gave to that girl because it's a special hat that his dad gave to him. She says he lied about having more in storage. Then she says that she and Schwartz were dating at the time and she was staying at his apartment the whole time. He came home that night and lied about kissing anyone. So Joe had to find out from production months later when she did her confessional. But then Joe said two different things on this podcast. Mm-hmm. She first said, I was already in bed sleeping in the extra bedroom when he got home. But then she said something along the lines of like, well, I was walking the dogs and did this and blah, blah, blah. And like, Joe, the first sign is if you walk into a singles thing and the guy that you think you're dating puts on a he's single, you don't need to stay any longer and manage his hat or his hair or anything else. Just go.
You need to move out.
You need to not stay there.
You need to stop sleeping with him.
You need to stop sleeping with him. You need to stop coloring his hair. You need to stop walking his dogs. You need to maybe not say how much you love him and what a great friend he is on Instagram, and then go on Rachel's podcast and talk shit about him and what a liar he is. I don't get it.
Oh, Joe.
Joe. But Joe didn't do any of this I saw on any of the clips.
No.
No, I didn't see any of the clips. That was confusing to me.
Tom Schwartz has openly started dating a 23-year-old Sophia Scorro, and their 18-year age gap is not stopping Schwartz from gushing about his new girlfriend. In an interview with Access Hollywood, Schwartz opened up about Scorro and how she's not just his new girlfriend. She also has a vintage clothing store, Schwartz said, Shop Sosco. But he also talked about what makes her so special and why he's dating her, saying she's just really effing cool. She's charismatic and clever and kind of unconventionally funny, he even admitted. So I saw her photo. If she's 23, I'm 23 because she looks 11.
She looked like she could be Slate's age. She looks so young. He also says she's way cooler than me. And even though he is still going through his breakup, with Joe Weinberg over their situationship. He is apparently very happy. I'm happy, he said. It's kind of new and exciting, and I kind of feel at peace for the first time in a long time. It's been really pleasant. She's just a badass human being. Do we think this is why Joe has gone rogue and went on the pod and said all these things? Because she's pissed about Sasko and the unconventionally being funny and...
Absolutely. Now, see, mystery solved. She was happy to defend him. And then now she knows that, like, he was making out with people at singles night. And I think she realized that he was never really into her, that she put a lot of time and effort into this relationship, hoping that there was going to be something between them at the end. And when she realized that there was a lot of investment on her part and none on his, she's like, F off. Now I'm going to go on this podcast and talk about what a liar you are. I mean, I can't imagine that at this point. Do you think they have a friendly relationship at all?
I don't know. I don't know how. It's kind of hard, I think, even seeing Katie and Shorts to have an unfriendly relationship with him, because he pretends to be just such a puppy dog, whether he is or he is not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I do think he told Joe repeatedly he did not want to be in a relationship with her.
I think so, too. But I think that he continues to allow her to live there. And I think he also says, I love you, while he's also saying, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. And then they sleep together.
Joe also says that when he gets drunk, he likes to make out with people, which then I'm like, Joe, if you know this, you know, that means that also can be you. Like, when he gets drunk, he wanted to hook up with you.
Right.
Like, I think that goes all the ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was finding it just a little interesting. I was like, what happened to that Instagram post where she said, I'll love you no matter what? What did she call him again? T-Money?
T-Money. Yeah.
T-Money. And he calls her Joseph.
Joseph. That's very sexy. That's what I would want to be called as a female. Joseph. Yeah.
Joseph.
I'm so like hot. Emiliano for me. Yeah. Great. I'd love it if Shane called me that.
Emilio, get over here. Yeah. So who knows? I have a feeling if Vanderpump Rules comes around again, we'll see Sophia. But in the meantime, we're going to be watching this situationship, I'm guessing, more throughout Vanderpump Rules.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Right now we are recapping season 11, episode 12. Mm-hmm. The episode starts off with Sheena at Kyle Chan's store to shoot a new music video for Good as Gold, featuring the 27s. Ariana and Lala show up. They're going to make appearances in the music video. First and foremost, I have an ignorant question.
Okay.
Do you know who the 27s are, and should we know?
No. And okay. why are they 27? Are there 27 of them, or are they all age 27?
Are they? Yeah.
Do they wish they were 27?
Are there lucky numbers 2 and 7? Like I just don't know. I'm assuming
27 the age in Hollywood when most of the famous actors died, like River Phoenix and Amy Winehouse, and there's a lot of them. What was it? Is it age 27?
I don't know. If you're right on that, I'm honestly like very impressed that you would know such info. Yes, you are right. 27 Club. So maybe that's why. But do you really want to be in a band that's about when people die?
I don't want to be in that club.
I don't need to. You know, I hate to break it to you, Emily. Yeah. You're past the club.
is there a 49 Club? Because I don't want to be in that one.
But then Katie sends a picture saying she's not going to make it because she's sick. But I'm like, Katie, if you're going to send a deathbed pic, yeah, like you need to smear your makeup, right, look a little bit more red. She's like, that was a hot selfie. Yeah.
I'm sick.
I was like, gosh, even Cruz does better. Call it, like, mom, right? I'm sick, holding his thermometer up to like the lamp, trying to warm up the heat. But yes, they shoot the music video, which I do have to say that song is catchy.
It is catchy. But when did she write this song? Was it a long time ago?
So long ago. Like,
and she's just now making the music video?
Mm-hmm. It's over 10 years ago. So this is a remix with the 27s.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it.
I see. I also was confused why Ariana and Sheena both had sparkly outfits, but Lala just had a black outfit.
I don't think there was any coordinating. Like, maybe there wasn't a costume memo that went out. It was like, just show up and dance.
I was also kept, maybe this was like a editing thing, but I kept waiting for their mouths to actually match the words, but it didn't happen. So now I guess I'm going to have to go back and watch. Has the music video been released? Do we need to watch it? I need to see it in its final version.
Do we need to recap the music video?
Oh, maybe this was for that like Uber commercial. Remember they did? So the Uber commercial made Good as Gold like big again. Because remember right after Scandoval, they did Good as Gold with the Uber. So I think they're just capitalizing on the song's popularity again.
Yes, I get it. That makes sense.
Now we get to Allie and James.
Allie tells James that Rachel is blaming him for Hippie's behavior on her podcast. Rachel also claims she was really upset after her breakup with James and she never actually loved Tom. So,
you believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I think that she keeps saying that she never loved Tom because she feels like that's what she needs to say.
Whether it was real love or
infatuation.
I do think she went from one not great relationship to another not great relationship. But to say she never loved him, I'm like, so you just created all this shit storm Yeah, just for fun, for some shits and giggles.
For some guy you don't care about.
Yeah, like at least if you said, yeah, I mean, I was wrong and I realized how toxic our relationship was, but I thought I was in love with him.
I feel like saying that she was in love with him would justify the behavior more than saying she never cared about him.
Yeah.
Saying she never cared makes it very laissez-faire, very flippant. Like she doesn't care that she just ruined people's lives for just some guy she didn't care about.
Well, I also think it's her way of still wanting to get into both James and Tom's head.
Yes.
Because at this point, now we see later in the episode that they get in a fight over this, but also Tom Sandoval is clearly very upset by this statement. Yada, yada, yada. But then we still get into James and Allie talking about their future.
Wait, can I say one more thing, though? She's actually very intelligent if she figured this out of a way for her to not be on the show, but to be on the show. Like, she's figured out a way for her to have a podcast and be involved. Like, a lot of the, like, everything going on in this episode this time was based upon them hearing things that she said on a podcast, yet she's not on the show. Like, that was, I don't know if that was diabolical on her part or if she knew that she was going to be able to affect them that way by having a podcast. But like, is she that smart or did it just happen to happen that way?
Well, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, how many times has two T's in a pod been brought up on OC?
This season?
In general.
I don't know. I haven't, I mean,
but
I don't
know. It hasn't been brought up.
Yes, it has.
Yes. So I think there is a formula at this point. People know, like I know on Jersey, like their podcasts get brought up. Like they're at this point, podcasts are out there enough that you know that you speak about things, it's going to happen.
I just wonder if she knew how much of an effect her podcast would have on their behavior and conversations while they were filming. I guess that's my question.
Well, I think it. The release date was not probably an accident.
True.
If you are going, I mean, the Bethany interview was a huge deal when it first came out, the interview that Rachel did with Bethany. Right. So I think it followed up from that. She got herself a deal and mm-hmm. then capitalized on it. But then the part that I thought was confusing is something else that she said was, you know, at first when Lala called her, she thought Lala legitimately was checking on her, but then she realized watching back on the show that it was for the show. And I'm like, well, so is this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all for the show.
Right.
If you want to move on, like, and I know I'm repeating myself, but if you want to move on from something and you never want to talk about it again,
then you wouldn't talk about it. You would move on and you wouldn't talk about it.
Then you
but you're talk about it and you're capitalizing on it. Just like she is, though.
Which in your first four episodes said you had a major problem with people capitalizing on this. But anywho, then we get into Allie and James talking about their future together, where Allie kind of says that she hasn't ever thought about having kids or getting married, and James starts to cry.
Yeah, I actually thought this was really sad. And I kept thinking to myself, have they never had a serious conversation about what they would both want in the future? Like, was he sincerely shocked by the fact that she was like, I don't know if I ever want to get married and really have kids, but he was crying.
Well,
so has that just never come up? Like, they've been together a year and a half and they live together, but there's never been any conversation about a future.
Then I also don't understand really what this statement means. Listen, I wouldn't be with you if I didn't see a future.
Right. Yeah. But what kind of future? Does that future include marriage and children? Or does that future just include living in this house and being on the show?
Yeah, I was going to say, or the future is the future of us being on this television show and me launching my singing career
right.
and putting up with your shit.
And my star charts. Don't forget those.
That being said, I do really like Allie. I think that she probably isn't. I believe there's a big age gap between the two of them, or maybe I'm just making that up in my head. But yeah, I mean, she may not be there yet. And he is just coming out of being engaged to somebody that it didn't work out. So I'm assuming she probably needs more time before she decides what that future entails. And I think also it's very tricky when you talk about moving in together, when somebody doesn't live in your town. So you move in together in order to be in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they both lived in LA and right. she moved in. Right. She lived, I think it was Indiana or somewhere in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, I could be wrong, but to my knowledge. And then when she moved out here, she, you know, did that. And Allie was also on a reality show prior to called The Valley. It's also called The Valley. The First Valley. It's an old reality show. Oh, I remember seeing clips about this, but I don't remember that well. So we'll have to go down that rabbit hole in another day.
Well, that's interesting.
It was on the CW.
Oh, that's a younger crowd than what I'm used to.
Well, yeah. I mean, Allie is 28, so she's young compared to the rest of the cast.
I forget how old they are sometimes because I still picture them as like servers at a like they just came to LA and they're like, you know, serving and bartending. And then I realize they're like in their 40s.
They're my age. And I have four kids.
I know.
They are my age. But then Ariana, Lala, Sheena are also talking about Rachel's new podcast and the lies she is spreading on there.
The lies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel claimed Ariana and her weren't close, but the Vanderpump flashbacks and Ariana say otherwise. Sheena's pissed because Rachel only contributed $1,000 towards rent. She never stopped. What is up with these people caring about?
I don't know. I don't understand the toilet. I don't know. That's very, very petty.
Like, get over it. And that she had sex in her bed. But I couldn't help myself but wonder this entire scene whose vape yes. was sitting on the table.
I didn't even notice that. You're very aware.
It's called obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes, it is. I said very aware. You say OCD. I got it.
Whose do you think it is? I know. I mean, it could be multiple people's.
Well, there's only three of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I would say, is it Lala's? No, but she's going to have a baby. So she's going to be healthy. It's Sheena's.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to out somebody's vaping. In this moment, this may have been a moment where maybe Sheena didn't need to step in. This could have maybe just... normally, I'm not happy to hear Ariana's side of things, but in this particular setting, I didn't need Sheena to be upset about the rent. Clearly, you told her she could stay at your place.
Right. And if she only contributed $1,000, you were okay with that. You were fine with that contribution because you didn't have a problem with it at the time, right?
Yeah. So, and I remember there was all this back and forth about the cat and the litter and all of it.
Okay. And clearly Rachel's claiming that she wasn't close with Ariana because again, what we talked about before, if she says they were close, that makes her look even worse.
Yeah.
So if she says I didn't love Tom and Ariana and I weren't close, she's trying to distance herself from everything.
Why can't she just say Ariana and I had a relationship, but clearly when I started everything with Tom, I pulled myself away because I felt guilty or I felt bad. Like, just at least explain to us the actual dynamics. But both of them claiming that, you know, Tom, that he wasn't close with Ariana at the time, and Rachel claiming she wasn't close to Ariana at the time. That whole story is bothersome.
Yeah, I agree.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Then we get to the sperm donor party, which you can see, like, Lisa Vanderpump really doesn't. She did not want to support Lala on this event, but she did. Like, did you see her face bar?
She was reluctant. She's like, wait, we're really doing this? Wait, there's really sperm? We're really doing pin the sperm on the hoo-ha? Like, this is really happening in my backyard.
But then, yeah. And then she also was like, even just when Lala was bringing it up in the first place to have the party, like, Lala had to start crying and saying, like, please don't try to change my opinion on this. Like, I really want to do this.
Right.
And that's when Lisa was like, then probably Lisa thought in her head, okay, Lala's already sober, so this won't cause a big problem in the show by her not drinking. So she'll be fine. We got this.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. She'll be able to continue producing and all will be fine. She asked Ariana to have it at her house. I almost shit my pants when Ariana said the house is a hot mess. And then it was even messier than normal.
It was horrible. What happened? I swear, every time I see that house, I feel like I accidentally ended up in an episode of Hoarders every time.
I mean, life without Anne is a disaster.
How can you just not pick your shit up?
How can you have Christmas gifts and boxes and wet towels, like all of it? Like, be like the rest of us and just put all your shit in one cabinet that you don't want to deal with and that you pretend you're going to want one day.
Exactly. I have a guest bedroom with a guest closet and it is full of shit. Every time people mail me stuff, I put it in that closet.
Yeah. And then we tell ourselves that we're going to do something with it. And then we
do nothing.
No.
No.
Nope. Occasionally it becomes a re-gift situation, but that's it.
I did love the sperm donor party, though. I actually got a little teary-eyed.
Yeah.
No, I love this entire story. I love everything that Lala's saying. It makes me It makes me emotional to think how much she's hurting in regards to Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And why that has ultimately made her probably feel softer.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with, and she doesn't really expand on it, but I can't imagine that's why every time I want to divorce Shane, I just backpedal, because I'm like, then I'd have to share custody of my children with him, and I'd have to work things out with him, and we'd have to switch vacations and holidays.
I know. And then you'd have to decide if you're going to be the type that like one person gets Christmas Eve, the other person gets Christmas Day, or if it's going to be you get Thanksgiving and you get the Christmas.
Right. Or do you split the day, or do you let them come over and watch the kids open presents, even though you don't really want them in your house, but that's probably what's best for your kids. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, it's a lot of shit, but I do, you know, everybody voting on the same guy. But am I such an asshole that in the middle of it, I was like, can we get a pick?
Yeah, I know.
Can we also have picks?
I know, but they don't do that. You can't out these guys. They're not going to donate sperm if their big picture's out there for everyone to see.
True. I did hear, I don't know if I heard this on the show or I heard this on Lala, like on a clip or something, but she did say she did not want to actually see pictures of the guys grown up, but she did look at their baby pictures.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Isn't that interesting? So that she could kind of pick somebody that looked similar to Ocean, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cute. I like that.
Me too. What about when Sandoval shows up to Short's house and he's feeling shell-shocked? Sandoval breaks down. Sandoval has cried more than like I cried. I'm a big crier, but...
We should have a running tally of how many times Sandoval's cried this season, because it's a lot.
Yeah. So he's having a cry. He listened to the podcast, hearing her says she never loved him, shook him to the core. After everything they've been through, she'd at least want to give it a shot because of how much he loved her. But at this point, Short's kind of like, you loved Ariana as well.
Yeah.
Like he does call her out on this. Then guess what? Sandoval's late again to go to Tom Tom for brunch.
But I feel like, well, I don't know, maybe it's just editing, but it seemed to me like Lisa walked in and was only there a couple minutes before she told him he was 30 minutes late, unless she was just hanging around.
Oh, what do you think? She was doing dishes in the back?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she was just like sweeping up or something. That's why I didn't see her on camera.
But I also am having a little bit of a hard time seeing Shorts walking around looking like radioactive Ken. Like it's when are we going to get that change? Like a buzz cut.
He looks like Kate plus eight.
Kate plus eight. Then he also shares that he has not accepted. Ariana accepted the offer of Sandoval buying out the house. And now we hear that he can't buy out the house. He doesn't know if he wants to buy out the house or he can afford to buy the house. And then he asked Shorts to be his roommate and pay $6,000 a month.
I know. I was like, where are you? You are all over the, he's all over the place. He's all over the map. I mean, sometimes when I feel like I'm actually siding with Tom, then he goes and says something ridiculously stupid like this. And then I'm like, oh, right back at square one again.
No, sometimes I think I'm siding with Tom and then I see a sound check. Then we get to Sheena and Brock cleaning up over at Ariana's house. This scene, I was like, I don't know. Very nice of Sheena and
Wait, Brock where do you think that came from? Do you think they honestly together thought we need to go over there and clean up? Or the producers were like, can you go over to her house and clean up? Because we have to film there and we don't want to get a disease. So if you guys could just go and like wipe it down, maybe put some shit away.
I think the producers probably said to Sheena, if you want to talk about your new song, Apples, we have a way for you to do it. In exchange, you have to go take over Anne's job and clean up Sandoval and Ariana's home. So it's more accessible to film in because our camera crew can't get through the hallways.
It has become dangerous for us. So
yeah, So I'm excited to hear what this Apple song comes to be, but I do think maybe Brock and Sheena should have worn masks. Why they did this cleanup and some
and gloves. Maybe yeah. Hazmat suits. Like, let's just hazmat suits. Yeah. Just be safe.
Just, but either way. And then I love that Ariana's just sitting there. She's like, all right, you guys want to clean it up?
I know, she doesn't even help.
She's like, I'm not touching. Those are his water. But then did she say he likes it room temp? I was like, you care what temperature he likes his water?
I don't remember that part. I remember someone saying that. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Because Sheena was like, let's put these in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Then we're at sound check where James shows up to check on Sandoval's well-being, which didn't actually seem what he was doing.
No, it didn't seem that way at all. It really didn't have the vibe of a wellness check to me. I mean, he checked him, but not such a, it wasn't a wellness check.
James saying he doesn't think Rachel and Sandoval were ever in love. Sandoval denies it, trying to prove they were in love. The two start to yell each other. And James says he won't be opening for Sandoval's band because he's moved on to better things. He calls the band a joke. Sandoval tells James to go push buttons on a laptop. both of these guys in this setting, I'm not really sure why. Like, did he just want to go over and like stick it to Tom that Rachel is potentially still in love with him?
I think so. I felt like it was a little bit of vindication for him, a little bit of revenge. He was going to take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he's like, and this band's a joke.
Yeah.
I
have better things to do. Even though three scenes before we saw him, like, listen, you know, the Del Rey or the El Rey.
it's an iconic spot. There's a lot of history there. This is a good gig for me. He's like, I have better things to do.
But he is. He's like one of those like string doll, you know, the dolls that you hold up. But then when one of the strings breaks, then like everything goes out of control. And you're like
is that a marionette? Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. But he just he can't control anything that comes out of his mouth. Schwartz goes over to Sandoval's house while Ariana is at the sperm donor party. And
the glimpse of Sandoval's new assistant.
In a matching outfit, that was like, I was, thank you. Thank you for wearing the same exact outfit, guys.
Yeah. Is that a band member who is now an assistant? Is he a 27 club member? He's just like, hey, you're already playing in my band, so why don't you just come over and clean my house too?
Why don't you come over, wear the same outfits, make me tease, walk on an incline on the treadmill, and let's be best friends.
And can you paint my nails?
But is Anne working for Ariana or Anna's gone now?
I don't know. I don't think we clearly know where Anne went and if she was fired or quit and if she's working for Ariana or not. I feel like that whole situation was messy and we don't really know.
Okay. So it looks like their dining room table. But then Sandoval gives Schwartz the proposition about moving into the house. I really feel like what this is like we're giving a pitch for season 12. And us living together is going to give the people what they want.
Yeah. Would you like to move into my house? Maybe you have a shot on OC next season.
I have a house guest.
I have a guest room.
we're fighting because she's only contributing $1,000 a month and only restocked the toilet paper once and never bought me batteries.
And never bought any batteries, bitch.
Hey, Edwin, I'm sorry. I'm going to be gone for 4 months. I'm moving into Emily's. then we do get the pin the sperm on the vagina. The whole sperm donor party, I did really like. I am excited for Lala. I'm excited to meet the baby. Mm-hmm. I also wonder what this will mean going forward once she has the baby and filming, because, you know, Ocean cannot film. So right. If she's going to not film either. To keep it the same.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I actually kind of deal with that too, but it's with my stepdaughters, because one of my stepdaughters lives with us full time. She's lived here since she was 14, but her mom won't sign off on it. So then it becomes awkward sometimes because, I mean, she understands, but if we're filming at home with Shane, me, and the three kids, she can't be there.
Yeah.
Like she has to be in her bedroom or not home. And then, but that's not by my doing or Shane's. It's on the other side.
Right. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
But donor number one is the winner by a landslide, and Lala officially has her baby daddy. Would number one have been your pick?
I think so. I think number one was the standout. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we already covered this next part, but then it ends with Tom has officially started serving brunch. Short says it's 5 years in the making. Lala and Katie get vulnerable with each other, which this was a little, Lala says she's upset that they drifted apart and her and Ariana are each other's number ones now. And then they both agree to make more time for each other. But then Lala doesn't have the time. But then Katie, like, what do you think's going on here?
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those conversations you have because you have to resolve things and you have to have these conversations on camera. But I don't know if either one of them is that invested.
Yeah.
To actually want to make the effort. I feel like it was maybe a forced conversation. I don't know.
Well, I am curious also, like, I'll ask Katie when she's on, but is she a baby person? Like, I have certain friends.
Yeah.
That, you know, that I was friends with before having kids and that I see now occasionally because we make an effort to go on a hike or do something, but they're not like super kid people. So like, they're not going to come like hang out with me and my kids if they don't have kids themselves, because it's not, you know, so I do think relationships do shift when one person has a child and another person doesn't.
Well, I agree with that too, because I have most of my friends have kids, and I feel like it's easier to be friends with women who have children because they understand. But I have a couple of friends who don't have kids and they annoy me because, and not on purpose, but they just, it can be annoying because sometimes you just, it's just your different places in life.
Different complaints, different things to stress about.
Right.
Different amounts of like understanding timing, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I also have friends that don't have kids that love to come over and hang out with me and my kids because they love kids. So I think we need to get to the bottom of that with Katie, but you can see that they're both as hurt there.
Well,
but
what would your guess be? I would say she doesn't seem like a kid person to me.
To me either. So that's what I'm curious about, but that could just be misreading it because she has that ability to kind of
Be aloof.
But I think that's just a protection that could or could not be true. I don't remember because I didn't watch all the beginning seasons. I don't remember hearing her and Shorts talking about wanting to start a family or anything like that. But could be wrong.
Why do you think it took 5 years to make brunch?
I don't know. Are eggs harder to make?
I don't know. I was like, I feel like brunch seems like an easy route to go. Like, it's in the morning time.
Maybe it has to do something with like an alcohol license. Like, I think there are some places that you can serve alcohol.
Oh, but it has to be in the evening.
Evening. So
okay.
That West Hollywood, I think, is hard about that kind of stuff. So maybe it took a while. And clearly, if you're going to Tom, you're going to need a drink as well. So not everybody's going to be fine with just the sparkling water. But then this next part, Sheena walking over to Shorts and Sandoval about her new song. And then once Sandoval realizes it's about the fair, he storms out. He thought his relationship with Sheena was getting better, but a friend wouldn't profit off his misery. I mean, let's be honest. I need to hear the song before we know if anybody's making a profit off anything.
Okay, so it's a TBD. This is to be determined.
And I love that she's like, oh, I thought you would have heard it already. Like the whole, that it was very awkward, that entire exchange. Like
where? On iTunes? On Spotify? Where? Where would he hear it?
Maybe she posted it on her Instagram. I don't know. But I mean, now I want to hear it. Is it out, guys? Would I have already had the opportunity to hear it other than when she's saying it on the phone to
somebody?
Should
play it.
I don't know if we have to trademark it. What if we had to pay money to have it on? What if it was our theme song? Like, you know, on the Hills where it was like unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield?
Yeah. Maybe that should
be. Well, you know, guys, that's another episode of Vanderpump Rules. We'll be back later in the week to recap the Valley. We couldn't do both today. We just
we're just too much. Too tired.
It's just a lot to get through.
We have a lot to do. We have very interesting lives.
Yeah, we are just so booked up that we're going to recap the Valley later. And let's hope that the Valley is giving.
And you know what? I didn't see any photos of you at Coachella.
Yeah, no. You know what? I aged out.
Do you get invited?
I don't want to brag, but I did.
Did you?
I even got offered to, you know, do something. But
and you said no? You declined?
It was World Champion Hunter Rider Week at a horse show. And it's like big deal for me and Slate. And we love doing them together. So,
well, then you made the right choice. Good for you.
Listen, I know I made the right choice when I think about the traffic on the way home from Coachella or the hangover that I would probably have to get through.
Or the outfit you would have to get to blend.
Oh my gosh, all the outfits. It's
a lot.
The glitter, the hair. It's just, you know, at least on the pod, I can just wear a hoodie, some sweatpants.
And when they have like an over 40 Coachella where I can just wear workout clothes, then I'm there.
They had it was called Old Cella, but it only happened 1 year, which I was like, why? We all got too tired.
Because everyone was done by 7 p.m.
Nobody could make it for the closing act.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Well, all right. Well, I'll talk to you later this week.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.